It's Divas That Care Radio, stories, strategies, and ideas to inspire positive change. Welcome to Divas That Care, a network of women committed to making our world a better place for everyone. This is a global movement for women, by women, engaged in a collaborative effort to create a better world for future generations. To find out more about the movement, visit divasthatcare.com after the show. Right now, though, stay tuned for another jolt of inspiration.
Well, hello to all. Welcome to Divas That Care Network. I am Joyce Benning, and I will be your host for this absolutely invigorating, robust lifestyle show. I am so very grateful and thankful for each one of our listeners today and for this fabulous guest that I have on returning today, Susanna Kurz. Her and I are going to chat about heart connection. Oh my, is this going to be one magical show? And with that, Susanna, could you please introduce yourself to our listeners today?
Yes, hello, Joyce, and thank you very much for the introduction and for having me back on the show. Yes, I have been for most of my life an academic, university researcher and teacher in the cultural history of the Persian-speaking world in Islamic times. And then for various reasons, which I think we have talked about in our first episode, I switched to becoming a life coach. And my main tool there is the hypnotic trance state, which is kind of a shortcut to your inner power and your inner guidance system. And that's also my main coaching offer, to connect people in a trance journey to the power within, with their inner guidance system, with their inner strengths and resources. And that's essentially a discovery journey where we go and explore on any given topic for the session. We usually use one topic per session that the client brings, and we explore what's coming up inside, what the person needs now in times of either guidance or the resources they need to deal with their life in that situation. And I also have opened a second branch in my business. It's a media branch where I help coaches and healers who don't like tech to edit their videos and put them up on YouTube and extract the audio for podcasts and all that sort of stuff. And also, I help podcast hosts and YouTubers and people who have an independent TV show, talk show, going to get more visibility and impact by entering their show on the International Movie Database, or helping them to learn how to do that, because there you can get CEO backlinks, quality backlinks, and new audiences and all that sort of stuff. Yeah, and on the side, I'm developing a high fantasy TV series, which is about, it's a magical adventure story, but also in the heart of it, it's about overcoming clash of civilizations and seeing midlife as a portal to new avenues and going on to a brighter world by following our characters in their development, their personal development and adventures. And I actually have a really great actor for the main role now, Ivan Kay, who is known for his role as King Aile in Vikings. It's an international show where he was in. So that's where I'm standing there. And today I think we're going to talk more about my trans journey offering and what I've brought for your listeners today to experience, let's say, a little peek at that, how that could perhaps feel. It's obviously not as deep. It's not the same as an individual session, but something to get a connection to your inner treasure and your core and your inner guidance also.
Oh, wow. Oh, Susanna, everything you just said, it just resonates so on how you are such a magical diva that is working to make the world a better place. because you're helping people in so many different ways. I mean, finding their inner guidance, finding that heart connection for them, and then coming around and helping them on the techie side, because there's so many of us out there that we can do a lot of things, but tech just isn't one of the gifts that we were given in this life. So I always appreciate the people that have that beautiful talent. And then what you're doing now with this new series, oh my goodness, we have so much more to talk about too, everything that you're doing. So I will just let you kind of take it how you would like to do this part of the show on helping people get a little taste of coming into their inner guidance and their heart connection. So I will just let you take it from here, Susanna.
Yeah, wonderful. This is a little guided meditation that I'm going to do now, and any listeners could join in if they like to. And it leads into a light trance state that should not be problematic, but I have the duty to put a little warning sign in front of it. So anyone who has a mental disorder or epilepsy, suffers from epilepsy or any other disease of the nervous system or any cardiovascular disease, may want to be a bit cautious about this sort of things in general and also about this meditation. And if in doubt, just check with your doctor first before you go with us and do it with us. But anyone else, I think, can really enjoy this without any issues. So let's just start with taking a deep breath in through the nose and hold it for a few seconds and then exhale through the mouth. And then just repeat this once again and close your eyes on the last exhale if you haven't done so yet. Maybe repeat it again and feel how, when you are exhaling, all the tension flows out of your body. And let your muscles relax. And maybe pay attention to the little muscles around your eyes and let them relax and just let it loose. Just let everything go. And now start to pay attention to your feet. Feel your feet and feel the soles of your feet on the ground, or maybe if you're lying down, then just put them on your mattress or wherever you are lying and feel the soles of your feet on the ground and feel how the ground feels. And then very slowly move up with your attention through your ankles, through your lower legs, reaching the knees and the upper legs, and moving slowly up in your own pace, until you reach a place in your body, a spot in your body, a region or area in your body where you feel yourself. Just this place of me, where you can feel your core, your innermost core. And this place, this spot, this area can be anywhere in your body. For some people, it's in the middle of their chest, in the center of their chest. For other people, it's somewhere else. Just feel into it. Reach into your body, feel through it, and find this place where you can feel yourself. And I'll give you a few moments to do that. when you have found this place inside yourself, in your body, where you can feel your core, then just very gently feel deeper into it, and yet a bit deeper. Gently reach down into the core of this place and just feel into it. And stay there for a moment. Just enjoy this feeling. Relax your face, your facial muscles, and enjoy the feeling of this core of your being. And maybe there's a message for you. What would that be? What would it say? What would this core of your being say to you? What message does it give you? And I'll just give you a moment to feel into that and to listen and maybe get a message. Now, in a moment, I will slowly bring you back. But you can return to this place, to the core of you, in your body, anytime you wish, anytime you feel the need for support. Maybe you can feel a feeling of joy in there, or a feeling of strength, or whatever else it is that you are feeling there. And whenever you need that, you can just drop back into this place, feel into your body, reach down into your core, enjoy that, and get out of it what you need. And sometimes there may be a message for you, and you can also ask for an answer, a solution, or maybe just a message that is uplifting and encouraging. I'll slowly bring you back now by counting from the number 3 to 1. And when I reach the number 1, you will feel awake and refreshed. 3, slowly coming back. 2, feeling relaxed and refreshed. 1, fully awake and refreshed and ready to go about your day. And maybe you want to smile a little bit.
Now, is this something you do when you have clients and kind of help them to relax and connect with their inner self? Is this kind of this is a sample of how you do a little bit of a one-on-one?
It's a bit of a sample. It's obviously it's shorter. Mm-hmm. I usually do a longer induction into the trance state. And more of relaxation work. It's more elaborate usually. And it's also more of a deepening, and it depends a bit on the client, what they respond to. Obviously, this is something is a one size fits all kind of thing we have done now. But usually, I have a pre-talk with the client and find out about their special situation, what they like. Maybe they have already done some work of relaxation or some yoga or some other things that are related to that, and know already what helps them to relax, and then I can use that. Or they have a favorite image, for example, or favorite inner place to go, or a favorite memory that we can use then. And obviously, I also test if there is something the client needs specifically. There are people who, for example, who can't use inner imagery in the way most people can, because they just don't see anything. So you have to know that in order to be able to give them suggestions in a way they can easily process it. And for example, any fears, if someone has fears, for example, of dark places or something like that, and don't like to go in the cellar, you then don't use an image of a staircase leading down, for example, for relaxation, because mm-hmm. they will probably get tense.
Right.
So it's more adapted to the person. It's also more elaborate. I mean, there are people who put others into a trance state, also into deep trance states, very quickly. You can do that on a snap of a finger, but I prefer to do this relaxation, progressive relaxation thing, because I myself am someone who is a lot in her head, you know, and so I usually need a bit of time to just come down into myself, into my right. also into my body, especially when I've talked to someone before, which is the case in the pre-talk. So I do it that way, and then yes, we do an explorative journey, a discovery journey. That's something you can't do on a recording, because I will then get feedback from the client. The client will tell me what they are experiencing. I will ask about that. So in this case, for example, I might have asked, where is the place where you feel yourself in your body? Where is this core place? And then we can go deeper into that. And I then work with the feedback and with what the client is experiencing. And if they get stuck at some point, for example, then there are questions to help them get through that. And so it's much more tailored to the person. But generally, yes, it's a kind of a sample. I got a little bit into my hypnotist voice, as you may have noticed, which changes a bit. And I think this is just a very good and powerful guided meditation to help people to get into this core feeling. And for me, it's the heart space, which is why I was talking about the heart connection, because for me, it's the heart space. But there are people who feel it in a different area of their bodies. But I had a client who really did this discovery journey with me, and then actually experienced this heart region, the heart area, for the first time, and said, oh, wow, there's something between my brain and my gut. I didn't know that. And really got resources from that. Uh-huh. So it can open up. And this little guided meditation that I used is something that I have experienced as really a powerful thing to do for yourself and with yourself. When you have gone through it with a recording, then you can obviously do it again for yourself in your own mind. You then don't need someone to lead you there, and I think that that can really help. Obviously, if you have difficulty with getting into a deep connection that way, or with meditation in general, it's a great thing to have a session with someone live. with a hypnotist live, because that goes into a much deeper state and can cater to your specific issues. So that's essentially what I can. So this is a sample of what I can offer on a distance for people who for a larger amount of people who don't have a one-on-one live session with me, which I feel is really, really helpful. So I hope it's going to give some of your listeners a great experience and also a connection. Then they can go on and use that in the future for themselves. It's something I'm using for myself too.
Mm-hmm. Well, and can you do these, like, okay, we have listeners all over the world,
yeah,
and they say, this resonated with me, I'd like to go and get with Susanna and do some more. Do you do these remotely? Can you do your sessions on the hypnotism through a Zoom call, or these have to be done on one-to-one live?
No, I actually do them via video call now. And I used to have rooms and to do it physically in person. But I've actually switched online in the course of the pandemic development, and I think it's better because I can offer it to more people,
right.
And so we can do that. But obviously, there's a requirement for a client to have some space by themselves where they can actually sit down or lie down and relax and not be disturbed. And obviously a stable internet connection is helpful for that.
That's always helpful. Well, that is so good to know, because like I said, we have listeners all over the world, and that way they know they can come in and do something like this in a Zoom call with you and help them. And it sounded to me like what you were saying, like you said, people sometimes see things, they'll feel things or even hear. It kind of depends on the individual's clair abilities, on how they come into themselves and how they feel it.
Yes, I mean, there's an actual talent for hypnosis, so for going into trance states. And some people have more of a talent and do that really easily. And others need more, a bit more time, and also more training. It's something you can actually train. So with repetition, if you do more sessions, it will get better. You will go deeper, and you will get into it more easily. And then there's also the thing which is interesting and I think important also to know for hypnotists, and I just stumbled over that accidentally, and it really helped me in working with a client who had that. There are actually people who just don't see mental images at all, and some even don't can't imagine hearing a sound or having a feeling and in the sensory perception in their body, or things like that. That's called aphantasia. And it seems to be that people are on a spectrum. So there are people who really can't do that. They have a different way of imagining things. It's not that they don't imagine things. It's just not that they can see or sometimes hear, smell, taste, or whatever, these things. And everyone has one or two senses that are a bit more, or sometimes even three that are stronger than others. But there are people who just don't have that at all. And you need to know that, because, and to find out, because they usually don't know that, because they obviously, like any one of us, we are kind of trapped in our perception and consciousness. And so we usually think everyone perceives things the same way we do. And until they find someone who, and they often think, people who say, I have this mental image, mean that figuratively, because for them it's more like I've talked to some and they explain to me it's for example, imagine a tomato. They don't see the tomato in their mind's eye, but they know it's there. So it's different. And if these people come into a hypnosis session and don't know that they are different from other people in this respect, and then you ask them what they see, because you give them a suggestion, say, okay, go into this room, and then what do you see there? And they don't see anything, then they will get stressed out because they think they have to see something now, and they are doing something wrong, and then they get tense, and then they flop there out of the trance state because they getting stressed. So you have to just build that into your suggestions if you know that. So I usually do a test before we go into a trance state to see is it someone who has aphantasia. So that's one side of the spectrum. Then there's the other extreme are people who have very vivid imagery, mental imagery within a second or something. I also know one person who has that, who was in the same education as I was when I prepared for becoming a coach and had a psychological education. And she was like, you know, you said something, imagine this or that, and she was there fully immersed in the scene in a moment. And most people are somewhere on the spectrum between these extremes.
Yeah.
For example, I have to build an image. I can see things and then I go through, okay, how does it feel? If the wind goes over my skin, for example, and how does it smell? And I need time to build it up, which can be a problem with a guided meditation if it's too fast. But people who have that in a second, for them, most guided meditations will be too slow. So that's a problem with guided meditations, which essentially are hypnosis. Guided meditation essentially is a hypnosis because you get suggestions and follow them. And also every hypnosis is self-hypnosis because you have to agree to follow these instructions and build up the images and go into your inner world.
Yeah. It's each one is unique in their own ways on how they connect and how they, from what I'm hearing from you, because you are very knowledgeable in this. Oh my goodness, you're explaining it so well to our listeners. So if there's some that say, well, I didn't get anything. I didn't see or hear anything. They know that they're not someone that is not doing it right. They just do not hear or see it immediately. And like you said, some have to build. So, this is very interesting. How long have you been working as a hypnotist?
I have finished my education early in 2019 and then started to work first with people I knew in my immediate environment, pretty intensively with one of them who also has given me a beautiful video testimonial about her experiences. Because she was used to being on the media, because she had, was in a family business here in the region, and they were on the media, and so I've pretty much started then immediately, and then I started my business really seriously in 2020, and I went right into the lockdown because I had prepared. I had looked for rooms here locally and had prepared them. And by the time I was about to furnish them, we were in mid-March 2020 and the lockdown hit and everything was screwed up, which I had had planned for it, like an opening ceremony and things like that and inviting people and all that. So we are going into 4 years now that I'm in the business and 5 years that I'm doing hypnosis.
Oh, wow. That's incredible. Wow. Well, this has gone very quickly, like I knew it would, Susanna. All of our chats do.
Always.
And before we definitely close, Would you please share with our listeners the best ways that they can connect with you when they hear this and say, I need to connect with Susanna. I'd like to pursue this further. I have questions to ask. How is the best way for them to do that?
Yeah, there are various ways. I have thought about it because speaking out my website address may be a bit difficult for English speakers because it's my name. It's Susanne-Kurz-coaching.de. It's a German name. But I have, I would say if you just don't want to make any typos or anything, just find me. You can put Dr. Susanne Kurz, as it's written on the title and in the show notes, into Google, and then it should be relatively easy to find me. And I'm also on Facebook, I'm on Instagram, I'm on YouTube, I'm on Twitter, so it's rather easy to on LinkedIn also. So it's rather easy to connect with me and to make a connection and to find me. And it should be easy by going through Google, and you will see my website, and my email address is somewhere or on the website in any case, and so on. So that's, I think, the best way of looking for me and finding me.
Oh, well, thank you so much for sharing that. And then one other quick question. I would love to have you back on Robust Lifestyles to share more of everything that you are doing now and ways that you are working to make the world a better place. So would you be my guest again on Robust Lifestyles Show?
Obviously, I would love to come again because it's always so enjoyable to talk to you. And hope to see you again and talk to you again.
Oh, awesome. You heard it, listeners. Susanne Kurz will be back. I want to wish you very magical times till we chat again on Robust Lifestyle Show, Susanna. And I would
thank
like,
you, Joyce.
Oh, you are so welcome. And I would like to thank all of our listeners that have listened to this incredible show with our amazing diva, Susanna Kurz. Please share this show with your family and friends. Check out all the other shows and their hosts on divasthatcare.com. And remember, it's all Susanna can answer so many questions to help you to find that inner guidance, that beautiful heart connection. And with that, I want to wish everyone a magical day. Remember, be kind to all, including animals and humans. Give your animals a great big extra hug and share all your love with them as they so deserve it. Until we connect again on Robust Lifestyles, stay strong and healthy.
Thanks for listening. This show was brought to you by Divas That Care. Connect with us on Facebook, on Instagram, and of course on divasthatcare.com, where you can subscribe to our newsletter so you don't miss a thing.